When Bill Campbell first proposed that I chair this session, it was to be Ms. Chavez and John O'Sullivan, and I know what John O'Sullivan was going to say, at least I think so, because I've heard him wax eloquent on the prospect of, or the process, the fact of becoming an American, and the fact that you can't really become like a Chinaman or a Vietnamese or something, but you can become an American. But O'Sullivan was called off at the last minute because he had to go to England to cover the election, which brings something else to mind. Somebody was talking yesterday about the red and the blue, the red districts and the blue districts, and how it came to pass that the red districts are the Republicans and the conservatives, and the blue districts are, it just makes not very much sense. But also O'Sullivan is going over there and is a devout conservative, but he's rooting for the Labor Party. And that's another thing. I bet you everybody, or most people in this room, hope the Labor Party wins and the Tories don't. But these things happen. Anyway, Bill told me when it was to be the two of them that there'd be a lot of time to spare, and so I should be prepared to do a lot of talking myself. But now that we have three of them, I am not prepared to do a lot of talking myself, and so I'm not going to. The first speaker is Linda Chavez, who really needs no introduction, I think, to this group. You all know who she is. She's the president of the Center for Equal Opportunity. She's a news analyst for Fox News Channel and on Liberty Broadcasting and various other things. National Review described her memoir, which is called An Unlikely Conservative, The Transformation of an Ex-Liberal, as a brilliant, provocative, and moving book. And her latest book, I think this is the latest, is called Betrayal, How Union Bosses Shake Down Their Members and Corrupt American Politics. I have no idea what she's going to talk about. You know, this program is titled, on the program, as E Pluribus Unum. I know what that means because I once wrote a book called E Pluribus Unum. But I have no idea what it means for this program, so we will see what we will see. So she comes first. Second is Wes McDonald, no kin. If anybody had asked me until a year or two ago, I've seen Wes at Philly Sock meetings for years and years and years and years, and if anybody had asked me what I know Wes McDonald for mainly until a year or two ago, it would have been Paul Gottfried. Now, Paul Gottfried is a very good friend of mine, and he's a very good friend of many of you, and Paul was stuck in a job at, what's it called, The World and I, right? An editorial job. He had left academia and taken that job, and it became pretty evident that A, he didn't belong in such a job, and B, he did belong in a university job. And so Wes is the guy who made a colleague out of him at Elizabethtown. And that would have been the main thing that I would have known Wes for. But in the last year, just over a year, Wes has come out with a book called Russell Kirk in the Age of Ideology. And boy, it is a powerful book, and I highly recommend it to you. And, of course, I have no idea what he's going to talk about either. The third speaker is Barry Allen Sheen. I've got to tell you a story that may embarrass Barry a little bit. He, in the mid-1990s, I think it would have been, about 10 years ago, published a book called The Myth of American Individualism, The Protestant Origins of American Political Thought. And, boy, it is a powerful book. I think I may have read that in manuscript for the publisher. Princeton published it, right? But if I didn't, I read it very, very shortly thereafter. And as it happened, Liberty Fund was giving a conference on something or other in Houston. And I strongly recommended to whoever was putting the thing together that Barry be invited. And he came, and as you will see, he's very facile. He's glib. He talks very well. But in those days, he hadn't learned to discipline himself the way he has today, by today. And a very funny, in retrospect, very funny thing happened at that conference. You know, it's roundtable discussion. Somebody gives a paper, and then we all start talking and stuff. Barry did all the talking. He didn't let anybody else get a word in edgewise. And people pointed to me and said, hey, wait a minute, what have you unleashed on us? But since that time, he has become a great deal more disciplined and such stuff as that. I have no idea what he's going to talk about either. But I'm just going to suggest that he doesn't talk as much as he did at that Liberty Fall. Leonard Chavez.